At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
We need to talk about Lamar Jackson's value. And let's just get this out of the way. Of course, the owners are colluding with each other against paying Lamar Jackson $200+ million in guaranteed money. But they're not colluding against Lamar Jackson as much as they are Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam, who gave Deshaun Watson almost $250 million fully guaranteed. And the owners, including Steve Bisciotti, were very vocal that they thought that Haslam unnecessarily reset the market for elite passers, which has led to average quarterbacks like Daniel Jones, and even though this dude played better this last season, Geno Smith inking deals that gave them a 2023 total salary more than Tom Brady made in any single season in his 23-year career. You're worth what the market will bear. And Cleveland Browns, they were desperate. And you're not going to hear me blaming Deshaun Watson for taking that damn money and agreeing to be paid, but he will need to find a way to restructure his contract if he wants the team to be competitive at any point. Because the Browns are already, in 2023, 8 digits over the salary cap, and you know that other teams see it. And we've heard the Bills general manager talk about the advantage that the Bengals have right now in having their young superstar quarterback on a rookie deal. And even if the Bills are having a bit of buyer's remorse in having to pay Josh Allen market value, but he's not even in the top 5 quarterbacks in terms of salary on average per year. And it stands to reason that the Ravens would be cautious and weigh all of their options at quarterback, even if an MVP is in the building. And it's no secret that Lamar, who acts as his own agent, hasn't been seeing eye to eye with the Ravens front office. And we've heard so much talk. Oh, he would have a deal if he had an agent. Maybe because his agent would have asked him to take concessions, but would he have been happy with that deal? What an agent actually does is acts as a translator. So when one side of the negotiation is like, man, F them, man, let's throw this away, it's over, they go back and say, listen, they're a little bit frustrated. There are a couple points of contention. Let's see what you think about this. A translator. And the last two quarterbacks that got big money extensions, despite not always getting along with their front office, Aaron Rodgers and Kyler Murray, money didn't fix that at all. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are headed for a divorce. And Kyler Murray not only won the divorce with his head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, and general manager, but he got full custody of the team. And last year when the Jaguars gave Christian Kirk a market resetting wide receiver contract, so many players asked for a trade or an extension that NFL front offices had no choice but to do whatever they could to salvage the locker room. The players had strength in numbers. This time it's just Lamar Jackson versus the NFL. And don't let anybody tell you that this is a race issue. Most of the NFL's highest paid quarterbacks are black. This is about the Ravens owner, Steve Bisciotti, who is a billionaire owner of an international talent acquisition and marketing firm, decided to play chicken with his star quarterback on the behalf of his colleagues. And playing chicken is fine, though, if there's a reward to your risk. But what is the reward? Because Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert's agent just watched Daniel Jones ink a deal for $40 million a year for putting up season-long stats that their clients do by week 10. And even if Deshaun Watson's contract is an anomaly paid out by an owner who can afford it because he's one of the only executives at Flying J that didn't go to jail for scamming truckers, the Jones contract and the Smith contracts make Watson's deal actually look reasonable. And Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, while the salary cap is going to go up about $100 million over the next 4 years, bro, they're going to get well over $200 million guaranteed. The owners are trying to kick the can down the street. And it's coming to a head, buddy. And Steve Bisciotti might have won the day by making Lamar Jackson's franchise tag non-exclusive to show his quarterback that there isn't a 2023 market in which a team is willing to pay him $200+ million and 2 first-round picks, but that day is fading. Lamar Jackson is getting paid by somebody. Might not be the Ravens, but somebody is going to give him that cash. And if Steve Bisciotti isn't careful, he's going to end up having his point proven, only to have to turn around and pay $200+ million to an average quarterback 2 years down the road rather than rewarding the MVP in the building. Let that sink in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.